This is HPR episode 1709 entitled Hacking Your Teeth. It is hosted by MRX and is about 21 minutes long. The summary is advice on hacking your teeth.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Start, I had a wee listen to this and I realised that I made a big goof. So I make reference to the class of 99, whereas really I should have said everybody's free to wear sunscreen. Apparently that's the name of the song I was talking about, so I apologise in advance. Please ignore my nonsense I speak later on. Let's hope there isn't too many other mistakes that I find, or that you find, that I haven't found. Anyway, on with the show. Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to my 9th HPR podcast. It's been a long while, but hopefully you'll enjoy this one when you get to listen to it. Let's start again, as usual, by thanking the people at HPR. It's a fantastic service. Really, without them being here, I would never have produced a podcast in the first place. It's actually really very easy. You can pick any topic you like, really. It's completely open-ended. Anything that's an interesting story you've got, an interesting family history, interesting hobby, you know, anything at all. It's just pick up a microphone and talk into it. You can use an MP3 player or anything. It's very easy. If all the listeners just produced one show a year, we'd have plenty of shows in the queue. My plan is to do one a year. And so far I've been enjoying it so much that I've done more than one a year, and I've got other ideas in the pipeline, so no doubt there'll be more coming. Anyway, this podcast has been a bit hastily pulled together. I did batter down a few wee notes, but it's really going to be free-flowing. I had all sorts of funny ideas of what we were going to call this. I thought about calling it Tata for New, or Hacking Your Teeth, or something like that, but I decided to go with Hacking Your Teeth. I feel a bit like the chap in the song for the class of 99, Dispensing Advice. That's a great song, by the way, if you ever get a chance to listen to it. Some great advice on that. And yes, do wear sunscreen. Definitely a good idea. So I live in Britain, and in Britain we have an NHS, which is the National Health Service, and a kind of part of that is linked to that as a dentist, and it's not completely free. I think for a check-up I pay something like £7 or something like that. If you need extra work, then it can cost more, and if you're wanting, say you need a filling or whatever, and the tooth needs to be, you want something that's white as opposed to amalgam, then, you know, as opposed to this a silvery coloured thing, if you want something that looks a bit more appealing, then you need to pay for that. But for basic tooth care, It's heavily subsidised by the government, so we all pay for it. So that's how it works in Britain. I'm no expert in this field at all, so that's, I suppose I should be starting by saying that. But it's just I thought it was just an interesting thing that you might find interesting about my experiences of dentistry over the years. So my recollections, I suppose, start at school, a school dentist, and I recall him having there was it was like a we'd get trooped down into this caravan type thing that was parked on the side of the school building, and you'd go into this thing and it would be rather terrifying. And I seem to remember the chap, he wore a white coat and he had small hexagonal glasses. I'm sure he had small hexagonal glasses. And, you could always imagine him saying things like, this will hurt you more than it will hurt me. And sometimes it did. So that was a bit daunting, obviously. But at some point, we went to a local dentist in the area, and he was quite an interesting chap. He was, I think he originally came from Africa, I think, and he had, actually, I'm sure he had a couple of scars on the side of his face. Very, very thick African accent, very, very, very difficult to understand. In fact, certainly for me anyway, I could never understand a damn word he was saying. Mind you, I suppose when I had things stuck in my mouth and whatnot, you probably didn't hear, understand much of the patient was saying either, I suppose. So, but then in my later years, the dentist that I had, it was very nice. Had fantastic bedside manner, very, very relaxing and really put you at ease. Made a big difference from my previous experiences where I was actually really quite scared of the dentist, as I'm sure many people are. I'm not sure that the time scale, I'm really bad for time scales and stuff, but this recent dentist I'd had for several years, and was very pleased with his work. And you would sort of go into the place, and it would go a bit like this. You'd get in, and he'd say, "Hello, Mr. X. Hi there. Please take a seat." And you'd sit down, and you'd say, "Open up wide." And you'd say, "Open up wide," and you'd say, "Yeah, okay, now, how are we today, Mr. X?" "Oh, hi." "And how's Mrs. X?" "Oh, thank you." "Yeah, that's good, that's good. Okay, now if you just open a bit wider." "Oh." "And we'll just take a wee look and see how you're doing." "Okay, upper left, missing, filled, blah, 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 blah." "That's great, Mr. X. We'll just do a wee polish and clean, and that'll be good to go. And you missed a wee bit at the back there. We'll see you in another 6 months." "Okay, thank you. Bye." And that was it. And that went on for many trips, and I was very pleased. And that this was great, or so I thought. So a few years ago, I went in and was told that my normal dentist was unavailable, but one of the other dentists could stand in. So that's fine, no problem. So I stepped into the dentist's office. And I was greeted by a woman, and she said, "Sit down, please." And I thought that was rather. She thought she was rather abrupt, but I never took any notice of that really. And so she said, "Open up, Mr. X, and we'll take a look." And she did the checks and whatnot. And at the end of it, she said, "Right, you have moderate to severe gum disease. You need to take immediate action. If you don't, all your teeth will fall out. It's very serious. You have to deal with this. Take away this leaflet. Take away this Corsadil cream. Apply this, I think it was twice a day. Take these interdental toothbrushes. Read the leaflets. It's very important, and we'll see you in a month's time. So at this I was rather shocked. I thought, well, where did this come from? This is bizarre. And when I looked at the leaflets, the gum disease is very serious, or can be very serious. And I had moderate to severe gum disease and was completely unaware of it. I had no pain in my mouth, no pain in my gums. I just didn't know it was there. It was a real shock. And and it turns out that really, as an adult, gum disease is very prevalent, and most people will be unaware they've even got it. Might see a little bit of bleeding when they're cleaning their teeth, and perhaps a little bit of extra sensitivity, which I think, when I think back, I did have. I was using that well-known brand in Britain called Sensodyne, and yes, it does work, but I don't use it now. Don't need to use it, but more of that later. So what tends to happen is that in the gaps between the teeth, I think food tends to sit there and damage the gum line, and so the gum sort of pulls away from the base of the tooth and exposes a pocket. At least I'm led to believe that's what happens. I may have the terminology a bit wrong, but and then this pocket gets deeper and wider and deeper, and it can extend quite far down below the gum line, and then you can end up with abscesses. It's can be very, very common, and eventually leading to your teeth falling out or whatever. I've never had an abscess. I think maybe I was saved by this. I suppose I may still get an abscess, but I think that greatly reduces your chances. And so I use, every day I use, well, twice a day in fact, in the morning and at night I use the interdental brushes. And obviously once I used the cream for this Costel cream for a month or so, it all cleared up. The pockets remain, but they don't get any deeper, so you can stop the rot, so to speak. So I use three interdental toothbrushes. I use a blue one, a yellow one, and a purple one. And so the idea is that you go in between each tooth, starting from bottom, well, you can start anywhere, I suppose. I start at bottom right and work to the bottom left, and then top right to top left, going in between each tooth. Now, when you first do it, it seems quite difficult, almost impossibly difficult. The blue one is, what size is the blue one? I don't know what size the blue one is. I can't. It's not a number on it. But the blue one actually goes between every single gap in my tooth and my teeth. And once I've done that, I then move on to the yellow one, which is the next bigger one up. And that does about 3/4 of the gaps. And I get to know which ones they are. And then finally, the big molars. I've got big gaps between my big molars, and I use the purple one in those. That's used in one in 4 gaps, I think, in the teeth. But all that takes 60 seconds. I time myself just to see how long it takes. Just 1 minute. I mean, when you first do it, it's quite slow and difficult, and maybe a wee bit uncomfortable. See, the idea is that you want to pack the gap with a tight fit on the brush. So that's why you start with the narrowest one and then go between each tooth once. And then move up to the next one, and that way you get a tight fitting between all the gaps, if that makes sense. One of the ways you can tell the apart from slightly bleeding gums and whatnot, is if you look at your teeth, if you sort of open your lips and look, and the gaps between your teeth, the gum should come to a point between each tooth. If it's rounded and blunt, then that suggests that the gum isn't adhering tightly to the surface of the base of the tooth, and then that promotes gum disease. It was quite remarkable, looking at my teeth in the mirror and how that transformed over time, and that's helped by brushing the gums themselves. I think what maybe contributed to my problem was I remember as a child we were given big giant cardboard teeth and practiced brushing them. And the wisdom at the time, if you pardon the pun, was that your brush would start at the base of the gum, and you would rotate your wrist, so to speak, to swivel it up the way, brushing the fragments of food from the base up to the tip of the tooth, and do the opposite brush down the way from the base to the tip from the top set of teeth. Of course, this was a bit laborious, and it was had good intentions, but it meant that you didn't really brush the gums properly, and I think I more or less concentrated more on my teeth than the gums. And you really need to brush your gums for, I don't know how long, but for a reasonable amount of time when you're brushing your teeth. Don't just brush the teeth. I just do it, the traditional way, side to side and in and out sort of thing. Not rotating my wrist like I used to do as a child and young adult sort of thing. But as I say, my gums have the shape's completely changed. It's now they're all pointed between the teeth, as a dentist said. And I really think that it should probably save my teeth in the long run. And while the previous dentist had a great bedside manner and really put me at ease, he perhaps didn't do me any favors by not strongly enough telling me that I had gum disease, severe gum disease at that. And I wonder how many other people are in the same camp. I mean, maybe the dentists themselves get fed up trying to tell people, look, you're not doing this properly. But really, a tough stance is probably important so that people are aware of the implications. Although maybe some people don't care, I suppose. Maybe a lot of you listening to this won't care. And well, obviously, it's a free country, and you can decide for yourself. And obviously, you can skip this podcast if you don't think it's important. It's not a hobby. It's not anything like that. It's just that I was quite shocked by the fact that for all those years I didn't know I had a problem, and I just think maybe I would imagine a lot of people are in the same camp as myself, and maybe they would care too if they knew that they had moderate or severe gum disease. If you find your gums tend to bleed when you brush. And if you also find quite likely that your gums don't come to a point between the teeth, then you may want to bring this up with your dentist and at the next visit and ask him, do I have gum disease? Should I really be tackling this? What do I do? Ask his advice. Might just save your teeth. Anyway, I hope I haven't rambled too much, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.